the Hashgoche Protis is, there are two kinds of Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis Divis, and there is Hashgoche Protis Nisis. I mean, the Ramban discusses it in Parshe Mishpotim, and in Parshe Bishalach. Ramban is in many places, but first time he discusses it is in Parsha Bishalach, I think. Vayimar im shomea tishma lekir alishem lekecho, vayosha bein eftase, vazamto mitzveisa vishamato kol chukov, kol amachla shasamto b'mitzrayim, lo yosim alecho k'ani adishem rifecho. This one place. Also in Mishpotim, very briefly in Mishpatim, he discusses Hine yoneich shaleach maloch lefanecho lishmoch obadarach ulaviach alamok mashachenez. Then in the Chukesai, נסעתי שולם באורץ, ושכפתם ואימחרי, ונשבעתי חי אורו מן האורץ, וחרב לסבר בארציכם. And then משפטים again, where he discusses it greater than in connection with the פסיק, הניחש שליח מלאך לפניך. ורפי רפי, מכאן שניתנו רישוס לרפי, לרפיס. So there he discusses. But the gist of all these Rambans is that there are three kinds of Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis Divis. The usual Hashgoche Protis is carried out within the framework of nature. Framework of nature. It's not Shalei B'derech HaTeva. That's why many people, unfortunately, don't see the Hashgoche Protis, because the Hashgoche Protis is usually harnessed within the framework of nature. Within the framework of nature, let's say if a certain person, has a certain sickness, and then he becomes cured, and no one understands how he was cured. I mean, I read about it. But then, before the antibiotic drugs were discovered, So then we know of stories where certain people, seemingly by chance, happen to eat moldy food. What is penicillin? It's moldy food. So in other words, so that's Hashgoche Protis, but Hashgoche Protis is carried out within the framework of nature. So that's why people don't see Hashgoche Protis. They don't want to see, because that's Hashgoche Protis. Then there is Hashgoche Nisis. Hashgoche Nisis. But Hashgoche Nisis does not necessarily involve an infringement, a violation of laws of nature. And then there is, it's not Keneged HaTeva. It's Nisis, but it's not Keneged HaTeva. It doesn't involve the violation of the laws of nature. And then, let's say in the Midbar, so there was Hashgoche Protis that completely not based upon the laws of nature. I mean, when the Israelites ate manna, I mean, so that's Keneged HaTeva. But of course, the Hashgoche Nisis, that is Keneged HaTeva, that took place in the Deir HaMidbar. But then after the Deir HaMidbar, it didn't take place. And what is that? What? By Srishan. Sometimes, but not all the time. I mean, let's say, when the Eish came down Hashemayim to consume the Karbonos. So that was repugnant to the laws of nature. But in Bar Sheni, it didn't take place. But Hashgocha Nisis, that did not involve a violation of laws of nature, that existed in the time of Bar Sheni too. As a matter of fact, there is the Tferes Yisrael. Tferes Yisrael, in one of his psiches, I don't remember which, so he explains the posik in Shvoti. That's not like the Ramban's pshat in the Pasuk in Mishpatim, but Tferes Yisrael explains it. Ginyanich ishaliach malach lefanecho, lishmorcho baderech, v'laviyachol amok mashchanesi, shishoma mipom afushma b'kelei, al tamabei, kilo yiso v'ishachem, kishmi b'kirbei, כי אם שומע תשמע בכלי, ועשיסו כל אשר אדבר, ויפתי סביך וביצרתי סרריך, כי ילך מלוך לפניך, וביאך על המירי, והחיתי, והטריזי, והכנעי, והחיבי, והיבוסי, והחרתי. So then, Rashi says, כשמי ביקיר בי, רבסינו אומרו זה מטטרון, ששמי כשם רבי, Matatron bigimatriye shakai. Shin dalad yut. So the Tferes Yisrael explains it. Matatron, we see from Chazal, the Gemara in Gige, whenever Matatron is mentioned, he is the Sara Teva. So in other words, Matatron means the laws of nature. It's the laws of nature, they operate also through Hashgoche. But that's the natural. The usual hashgoche, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam guides the world through the laws of nature. So people don't see it. They think, I mean, it's just like that. But that's the hashgoche protis. So that's metatron. The Tferes Yisrael says that. Anyway, so what Rashi means, he says, Malach Shaleu Melitzolov means that an Odom has mazel. Why does he have mazel? So, one pshat in Rashi is he has intelligence. The other pshat is, no, not intelligence. Sometimes it happens to a person who is not intelligent at all. And it doesn't happen to people who are geniuses. It has nothing to do. It's because of the Hashgoche Protis. But the Hashgoche Protis usually works through the laws of nature. So that is the pshat in the Rashi here. Now, there is a loche, the treifa in a chayo. So Tesvis in Chametam says in Chulun that only applies to treifas behemo, but it doesn't apply to treifas odom. So treifas odom is chayo. Treifas odom is chayo. And why? Chametam says because odom is lemazl. So it's again the same pshat. In other words, because now, let's say in the union of treifa, the treifa in Achaya, let's see the Lashon HaRamba. Not learning chul now, but yeah.
What would that mean over there?
You know what it would mean? Mazlaya Chazi, the unconscious. Mazlaya Chazi, this is according to modern psychology. When a person, all of a sudden, many people, doesn't have to be neurotic. He can be the most normal person. But all of a sudden, he starts trembling. He doesn't know why. Why? According to modern psychology, it means that in his unconscious, he's overtaken by great pachat, by great fear. That's the Gemara. Haiman the Mivis, one who gets scared and he doesn't know why he gets scared, all of a sudden it happens to everybody. I know it happens to me, so I suppose it happens to everybody. So, Afal Gavdiyu Lechoze, Mazol Lechoze. So mazel means something hidden. According to the second Pshat in Rashi. And as a matter of fact, there's no machlekes, because here the atulishen is what mazel means here. Or muedli odom have muedli behemo. Or mumche liodom loy have mumche behemo ligabe kameye. But mazel sometimes, even according to the first Lashon Rashi, means the hidden things. I mean that are esoteric, that we cannot even understand. But that too is shayness. What the meaning of mazel here? So mazel, yeah, because the intelligence of the person is also, in final analysis, it's a very hidden factor. Never mind, I mean, you think. Intelligence, sometimes we the most intelligent person doesn't know how to cope with the simplest problems, and sometimes a most stupid person knows exactly how to cope with the most serious problems. So in final analysis, even the intelligence, what we call adaptability, it's not so simple, it's not explicable, it's because it is done through Hashgacha Pratis. The Hashgacha Pratis has many shluchim. So the intelligence of the person is a shliach. Sometimes it's something else is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch. So in other words, mazel means something hidden. So afal gav diyu choze maz, afal gav diyu loy choze mazole choze also means that. Now let's see the Loshon HaRambam. First of all, Tasteless Dachman, base on a base. The Brahmashol, the Omar Avila Mashmuel, the Chemli Treif, we're not going over the whole Sugi. But the Mishnah mentions certain Treifed Behemo. Elo Treifed Behemo, is Aveshe, Psychosra Geres, Nikash Shomeach. I mean, is Yutres Treifes. All in total, it's Yutres Treifes. What? Halachim Mishmesinai. But Treifes. One man domar and we pass like that is three for in a chaya. Three for in a chaya. So then what? No, you can't live here. More than Yudvais Chedesh, it cannot live. So Misefe, so then Tesla says a certain kashe that the Gemara says here that Nikava Krum Shomeach, the membrane of the brain, so is three. But we see that an Odom can live even if it's Nikav HaKruv Shel Meach, only if the Meach was completely shattered. So Tam says, the Rav Yehuda Likoya Golgeles, Salgadaito, the Chisoron, the Golgeles, Havoim Akrum, Ubehemo Mitrifo Binkibes Akrum Lechude, Avodom Disli Mazle Boye Chisoron Golgeles, Im Nikivas Akrum. In other words, Odom Disli Mazle, so it does not become a treife, unless the Nikav Akrum is coupled with a diminution of the whole skull. But just Nikav Hakrum by itself, without the diminution of the skull, so he can live. He can live a normal span of life. Why is Adam different than Behemoth? Because Adam is limas. Then Taisa says Sikash. Umiu koshe di bisomo gabi hodom rabiude nikva hamoro treif. Rabiude says that if the gallbladder is perforated, it's also treif. Dimakshali rabonon miyev. So, because he had said that his gallbladder was completely perforated, and he still lived. So, Rabbi Yude said, because it was Maisenis. Bidach HaTeva, he couldn't have lived, but it was Maisenis. But the question is, so what kind of a kashi is it? From the Rabbonon to Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbi Natam, what kind of a kashi? Eve was a human being, so Adam is limazle, but Behime less limazle, sonimele, if the gallbladder is perforated, so it's a treif. So it's a kashi against Ravnetam. So, the eidli kamon gabe adumo vi reiko ksheiro maise mi rabnosen shebos lifonov isho shemolo es no alme maide chaye ve odom chaye name behemo. So another kashi against Ravnetam. So what is the teretz against Rambam? Now the Rambam paskins, of course, the treif in a chayim. Mentions in the first mission of the Treifes, Yutres Treifes, and all the Yutres Treifes is in a chayim. Then Dafnun Dalet, the mission in Chum, mentions Shideilu Ksheres Behim, Nikva Gageres, Shemizdiko. Then Nikva Leve, Loi Beshchole, Nishbero Ashetre, Veli Nispsakachuchalo, Nitla Kovid, Nishtairim and Kazais. Hemses subis akeses shenikvos elisirze nitchal atchul nitla akloiz nitalechi atachti. So it's clear. So how about lechi elie? So many rishonim say that is certainly clear that the pshat in the Mishnah is nital lechi atachti, the lower jaw, he was removed. So it's kshiro, and the lechi elyon, in other words, the cheeks and the everything is removed. So it's certainly kshiro. But the Rambam shiti is to the contrary. The Rambam says, inasmuch as the Mishnah emphasizes nita lechi atachtein, so it implies only nita atachtein is kshiro, the lower jaw, but the upper jaw, so then it's treif. So the Rambam says, in Perikhes Mechashrit HaLocha Chav Gimur, Lechi O'Elyin Shenital Treif, Avo Limital Atachte, Ki Yin Shenigma Madmikim HaSimonim, V'lo Yinekro HaReizem Eteres. So the question is, Ein Lecho Lehisif Al Treif Eifem Ono Chachom? And the Rambam himself mentions. The Rambam himself mentions in Perek Yud Mehilchas Shechita. So he mentions Halacha Yud Veis. So he says, Ve'in lehisif al treifes ilu klal, shekol shi'ira li behemo, oi lechayo, oi leif, chutz me'ilu shemonu chachmederis al sheni, v'iskimu aleyem bibotidine Yisrael, efsha shetichye, v'afilu neida lonu miderach al fuo she'in seif al yichis. So in other words, we cannot be meisif on the treifes of the Chazal. So even if all the doctors say, let's say, now it's for example, nitlo akloyes ikfeo. If you ask a doctor today, suppose if one kidney is removed, so he said that he can live a normal span of life. Normal span of life with one kidney. But if you remove both kidneys, so they'll tell you he cannot live. So maybe can anybody say, well, since the doctor say that a behemoth couldn't live with both kidneys being removed, so it's treif? No, so there's the aloha. Only he sif al treif is ilu klav. She kol sheir al behemo ilichayo ilayif. Chutz meilu shemono chach midiris al sheini. Vizkimu aleyem bibotidine Yisrael efshah shetichye. So there's a deal in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, Elon Lehesi al treife shemone chachom. Let's say somebody will say, oh, there's another treife. Nitlu shteyaklo. Because he can't live. Every doctor says that. Everybody knows that not a behemoth, not a human being could live without a single kidney. So maybe it's a treife. We're not allowed to do that. It's not allowed to do that. So does it mean that the doctors are wrong? We could say no, the doctors are not wrong. Because the isa treife is not based upon the fact that the behemoth cannot live. True, the Gemara says, treife nechaya, so that's a simen. In other words, if there is a suffix in the behemoth, whether it's a treif or not, so then we lock her up and we keep her for 12 months. If she survives 12 months, so it's a raya, she's not a treif. So it's a sin. As a matter of fact, the Yam Shashlim Shiti is that rough behemoth treif is in a chaya, but there is a mute behemoth that are chayas. The Rashbo says no, the contrary. The Rashbo in the Tshuva says the treifa in Achayo doesn't mean rov behemoth can't live more than 12 months. It means no behemoth can live, even a mute behemoth cannot live more, can survive for more than 12 months. But how about we know that? So it's Maisimisim, he says. But the Mashal Shiti is treif in Achayo means rov behemoth treif is in Achayis. And the Miri mentions such a Shiti. The Shiti of most Rishonim is not like the Mashal. Not like the Shiti that the Miri and Chum mentions. That it means no behemoth is Achayo. No behemoth. But it doesn't mean that the treifo is the sibe of the Isar. The fact that it cannot live is the cause of the Isar. That's a simen. And suppose there'll be nishtana teva. There are certain things that nishtana teva. I mean, Rishonim say we got betreifes. Une divrode. So, nishtana teva. Nishtana teva, gabi une divrode, the rose-like lobe of the lung. So it's nishtana teva. But so suppose there'll be nishtana teva, and nikav, let's say hakeres, will be able to live. To be nishtana teva, it'll still be awesome satreife, because it's not the inechayo that is the cause of this satreife. Treife is a treife because of Allah Chesed Mesinai. So that it has treifes. You see, there is one man Doma who says treif achayo. So what do we say? It's a machlekes whether the inner chayo is the cause of treif or just exerts hakos v'alochem sinai. So just as a common man Doma who says treif achayo, so we have to say that the inner chayo is not the cause of the isa, but just the simen. It's a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's a statistical fact. So Memele, why does the Rambam have to say? Now, in Pirjud, Aloch Yidveis, ואין להי סיף על טריף הסירו כלל שכל שאירה לבהמו לחיו אלעיף חוץ מאלו שמונו חף מדירס הראשיינים והסכימו עליהם בבתידים עם ישראל אפשר שתחיה ואפילו נדע לנו מדרך עפו השאין סיף על יחיס. Why does he have to argue with the doctors? And the Rambam is not the kind of a person who just had a negative attitude towards science that everybody knows. Here the Rambam says with such certainty, he said, שכל שאיר על בהימו לחי או לאיף חוץ מאלו שמונח את מדירס הראשיים והסכימו עליהם בבתידים לישראל, אפשר שתחיה. Never mind what the doctor said, you don't know. You don't know. Why do they say that without a single kidney, so it's impossible to live because they haven't discovered a way to enable a person or a behemoth with both kidneys being removed to live? They don't know, but sometimes it will be able to live. How does the Rambam know that? Let the Rambam say, "Ein lehisif al atreifes," because the Isa Treife is based upon the Aloch Lishmi Sinai. Live or not live, it doesn't matter. It's only a statistical fact. In case we don't know, so we lock up the behemoth and we watch her whether she survives for 12 months or not. How does the Rambam know? Then there is another Aloch, Aloch Yitim. V'chein elu shemonu v'omru shehin treife. אף על פי שירא בדרכי הרפואה שבידינו שמקצוע סמלים ממיסים ואפשר שתחיה מהם אין לכו אלא מה שמונו חכמים שנאמר על פי התיר אשר ירוך על פי התיר אשר ירוך. Here is the other case. Let's say ניקפורי is it right? Suppose the doctor say Nikvare can live a normal span of life. All the doctors say that. I mean, you can, there are ways, surgery or antibiotics, all kinds of ways of therapies. So, does that mean that the Dine Treife will change Chas V'Shalom? No. But, so here the Rambam could also say, never mind what the doctors say. There is no cure. Here the Rambam doesn't argue. In Aloch Yidveis, the Rambam argues with the doctors. How is the Rambam sure that the doctors are wrong? Why are they wrong? Why couldn't we say the Isa Treife has nothing to do with the Chai or not Chai? It's just a statistical fact. Some Mele, it's based upon the Aloch Lamesh Messina. If certain Makas, the Aloch Lamesh Messina declares them as Treife, live, not important. It's only a statistical fact. It's important in case of the Sufi. So, no. And the Mashal Shiti is certainly like that. He says, Miut Beimes Treifes Achayis can live even in a normal span of life. So the Rambam argues with the doctors. But in the other case, where there are certain Treifes, the doctors say they can live. Let's say Nikvare. All the doctors say today that he can live Nikvare. So there the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors. He says they are right, he can live. But it's a treif anyway. Why is it a treif? Because it's Halacha Mishmisin. So the Nitziv in his Perush HaMikdovo and Chumash, especially in the Harchev Dovo, he elaborates on that. And the Posik Ubosa Basode Treif HaLishachelo, he says that according to the Rambam, there are two Halachas of Treifes. One Halacha of Treif is based upon the Halacha Mishmisin. That's the first mission of Treifes. You trust Treifes, Halacha Mishnah. True Treife Nechayo, even in respect to the you trust Treifes, so we say Treife Nechayo, so that's only a statistical fact. And that statistical fact has reference to the case where no therapy is administered to the Bain. No therapy is administered to the Bain. In other words, if a behemoth has a perforated lung and no therapy is administered, then, as a statistical fact, so it cannot survive for 12 months. But with therapy, it can survive longer and longer, and maybe with therapy, it can even live a normal span of life as if nothing had happened. But so why is it to Samsa Treifen? This is Allah Mishimisi. Then the Rambam mentions little Echi alien that is a treife. So the Chachmeluni in the last week, because Mishnah mentions how come he says that in Lono Lehisi Bala Treifes. So the Rambam says Chas V'Sholem, he was not Mehisi Bala Treifes, but that's implicit in the Roshna Mishnah, since the Mishnah says Veilu Ksheres Bebeimo Nitl Lechi Atachtei. Why did it say Nitl Lechi Atachtei? Nitl Lechi Bein Tachtei Bein Elyon. So other Rishonim say even Lechi Atachtei, Lechi Atachtei, that is inside. So it's clear Haskama Lechama Lechi Elyon, that is outside, is certainly clear. But the Rambam says no. The Mishnah emphasizes Nitl Lechi Hatachtei is clear, but Lechi Elyon is not clear. Why? Because it cannot live. That's known, he says, to doctors. That's what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. That's known to the doctors, because if all the jaws are removed, so then it will interfere with the breathing. The elements of nature will kill the wind. I mean, if the Lechi Elyon is removed, so then it will, in the long run, it will not be able to breathe properly. So Mimele, it is in a chayo, so it's like. But the question is, but what is chayo or not chayo to do with this atreife? So the Netziv says, according to the Rambam, there are two alochas and treifes. One aloch is, as the Rambam points out, Perkei Milchus Shchita. Kvar be'arnu Milchus Yisurim Acholes. Sha'atrifa amura betiru anita lomus. So he defines it anita lomus. So you see, it's not a statistical fact. A simen. He defines treife in terms of anita lomus. V'lonema treife elo shediber akosu behive ki shetofa arive chayese be fi shovro vadayin lemeiso. V'yeisham chaloyim ha'alocha beizes. V'yeisham chaloyim ha'achirin. Im yero lo techshav treife. V'hein ha'alocha l'meishim sinai. So druso, where a lion tore up, and he broke her, but she's still living. That's the ikar shem treife. But there is other treifes of ha'alocha l'meishim sinai. So in other words, so Nitziv says, this is a Pshat Rambam. There are two alochas of treifes. One is drusha, mamash, drusha. So then it's treife because it's natal amos. Mimele, anything where it's natal amos and there is no possible cure is also treife, like drusha. And little Lechi Elyon, the Nitziv says, because the Rambam says, if everything, all the jaws are moved, so then it's impossible for the behemoth to breathe properly. So it's natal amos, and there couldn't even be a cure, a medicine, because it's all exposed. You know, the lung, this little Lechi Elyon, the lung is exposed to all the elements of nature. So mele, it's impossible to live. So then it's treife like drusha. But then there is another treife. Mitzal aloch l'meishim sinai. So there the nechayo is only simen. And the simen is if no therapy is administered. But if therapy is administered, so nikva reya could live a normal span of life. But if it's a sophic, whether it's nikva reya not, we close up the beine in a certain room, and we feed her, and we take care of her, and we watch whether she'll survive for 12 months. Since no therapy is administered, so as a statistical fact, it couldn't survive. But that's not the Isa, that's not the cause of the Isa Treife. Even if it'll be Nishtana Teva, it'll still be affected with the Isa Treife. That's what the Nitziv says. So I think that's the Pshat Nabrata. Tam says that there is a difference between treife behemoth and treife organ. By behemoth, it's less limazle Lesle Masle, so then, if it's just Nikar Krum Shomeach, the membrane of the brain was perforated without a fissure in the skull. So it's a treif because Lesle Masle. But in treife Sodom, let's say ligabi the aloch of gavaktele. What is negiya treife Sodom ligabi aloch of gavaktele? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Ritzeiach Ushmiras Nefesh. Doctors have nothing to say about it. Nothing. Who shouldn't pay attention to doctors? But the Gabriel Aloha of Gavak Taylor by Odom, he says we should pay attention to doctors. If a doctor says that he can live, so then he's not a Gavak Taylor, he's high miss if somebody kills him. If the doctor says that he cannot live, so then he's a Gavak Taylor and he's put on Mrs. Bezin. For example, but that can change, you know, what the doctors say changes from time to time. Let's say I remember when I was a child, and if I saw someone who had tuberculosis, so then everybody said, well, he's going to die within a few months at most. And that's the way it was then. Then, today, so in those days, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, so he had never got a tailor, he's bought a Mrs. Bezin. But today, if somebody will kill a tuberculosis person, he'll be hired Mrs. Bezin. Let's say there are certain sicknesses, terminal cancer, I'd like to say, he cannot live more than a few months, few weeks. So then, if somebody will kill him, he'll be a Ritzeach, of course, but he'll be part of Mrs. Bezin. But maybe 5 years later, there'll be a cure, so he'll be hired Mrs. In other words, briefly, in regard to Treife Sodom, it depends upon the ability to live or not. So that can change according to the advancement of medicine. But Mashein Kein, Ligabei Treife Sveim, also there are two halachas of Treife. One is grounded in the halacha of Mishnah, so it doesn't matter altogether. Then there is another halacha, like Nitlach Elien, that is a treife because Natalomus, like Drusha, Natalomus. So there Natalomus doesn't mean Bimtzias Natalomus. It means Natalomus, even with all the progress in science, he'll still be Natalomus. He'll still be Natalomus. So that's why the Rambam, now we can understand. The Rambam flushing perituit. One second. ואין להיסיף על טריפס אלו כלל, שכל שיר על בהמו לחיו ולעיף, חוץ מאלו שמונח אחמדירס הראשיינים, והסכימו עליהם בבודדיני ישראל, אפשר שתחיה. So in other words, if, let's say, something is not mentioned by the Chachomim, as טריפה, so then, even if all the doctors say that, let's say, cancer, בהמה is cancer, terminal cancer, it's not treif, it's misukenis, but not treif. But there is aloche, according to the Rambam, there is aloche of Natalomus. There are two alohes of treif. One is Natalomus, one is aloche l'mishisai. All right, cancer is not one of the makis that is mentioned by aloche l'mishisai. But let her be treif, because like Drusa, because Natalomus, the answer is not Natalomus. She is Natalomus because doctors don't know enough. But let's say there'll be a time when terminal cancer will be cured, so it's not Natalomus. So the Gav of Taylor depends upon the facts. Will it be cured or not? Not whether it's Bekeach to be cured. So what avail is the fact that it be care to be cured, but doctors don't know it. So some mail is a gavak tailor, he's an eitalomus. Mashinkin gavid isar of truce of neitalomus, that means in eitalomus that there couldn't be a cure. Couldn't be a cure. Some mail, and so then some mail nitlach alien, the Rambam knew for medicine that it's impossible for the behemoth to live. Because if the lungs are exposed, so then they will not be able to breathe properly for a long time. So it's natal almost. But then ain lonu lehesiv al mashemono chachomim. So the Rambam here, when he says ain lonu lehesiv, so he argues to the doctors because they are contrary to the Gemara, to the Mishnah. But as far as nitlach ha'elyon, it's not contrary to the Chazal, because the Mishnah implies by emphasizing nitlach ha'tachtim is kshero. So that means that ha'elyon is not kshero. Anyway, so this is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The other Mishnah mazle some mele. There is other Mishnah mazle some mele is so treifa is chayo. Why? So Tesvis says the Kashe. So why does the Gemore, why do the Rabbonim ask against Rabbi Yude, who says that against Rabbi Yude? Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Hod Omar, mi u koshe, di bistom Rabbi Hod Omar, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yude, ni kva amor trefo, makso rabona miyev, so Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yude says, maise nisim, why do you have to say maise nisim? Even without maise nisim, odo misle mazle. The answer is, it doesn't mean odo misle mazle, that the laws of nature work differently, ligabe odom fen ligabe behemo. Of course, that everybody knows. The laws of nature work the same way. But other misli mazle, let's say, nikvore. So, doctors say he can live. How can he live? Through certain antibiotics, through surgery, for this. So, other misli mazle, whether mazle means in the sense of intelligence, or mazle means in the sense of ashgocha potis, malach, you know, so the ashgocha potis manipulates. Let's say that if somebody has an infection in the lungs, that he should coincidentally happen to eat moldy food, so be cured. Because other misli mazle. But by EF, it's not mentioned that there was any therapy administered to EF, and still he lived. That's why the Rabbonon is kashe against Rabbi Yisrael. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, but I'll miss the plane, so I have to finish it now. Okay. Once is there a minyan order that every species should be preserved, but the Rebbeinu Shalom, it does not care that every member of a certain species of an insect should live, so and so. Human beings, so every human being, Jew or non-Jew, so there is ashkocha potis over him, not only over the mean. Like Abi Behema, so it's only over the mean.
That's the Rambam.
The Rambam, yeah, the Rambam.
Yeah.
I know. I have a right to mention the Rambam, yeah. You know.
Now, the Netziv learns in the Rambam.
You have a right to mention Varshentev, Shite, and even to agree with Varshentev, but I certainly have a right to mention the Rambam and agree with the Rambam. That you must grant.
Yeah. The way the Netziv learns in the Rambam, that it's two dinim. So all the trefes of Dan, Chanak, Nefesh, they all fall in the category of Halacha Mishum Sinem, it's like Drusa. And what's the second way? One is halacha mishum sinem that drus and mefula, all of them.
Certain markers have give a shem treif in the day. Whether it can live or it can't live.
Also halacha mishum sinem.
Halacha mishum sinem.
So when do we follow the doctors that they say that here it can't live?
He has no bearing. What doctors say in regard to treifes in beim has no bearing whatsoever. None whatsoever.
So what's the second din in treifes?
Second din treifes is one din is netalomus, but netalomus is like Dursay, is not like netalomus by gavak tele by odom. There it means Neitalomus Bimtzias. But Neitalomus by Druse means because no Chas v'Shalom, my country, there is no possibility of a cure. Let's say when a lion is there as a behemoth and breaks it completely, you know.
So you don't
sure.
need Allah for Mashmasina for that.
No, without there is Allah for Mashmasina also, but you don't have to resort to. Druse is he mentioned.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, because so it stood in him. So he stood in him. What is why is one Cesar the other?
I thought the word is it's either Osman Cesar is going to die in this.
No, for example, if there will be Mitzias, there will be Nishtana Ateva so much that, let's say, if Limesa Mashiach, it will be Nishtana Ateva, that a Druse could live a normal span of life, it will still be Osman Satrefe because Allah HaMashim Sinai is. But we don't have to resort to the Allah HaMashim Sinai. It's because of Neitel Amos. But Neitel Amos there means that it's Neitel Amos and there is no possibility of a cure. Even on a theoretical level, whether on a theoretical level there is a possibility of a cure or not, doesn't matter. Whether, I mean, Bimtzias, it can be cured or not. So when somebody had tuberculosis, 60 years ago, so he was a treifin. He was part of Mrs. Besna. Today, if somebody kills a tuberculosis person, he'll be high of Mise. He's not a treifin because he can live.
How come the translation for treifin by Nodim is different than the literal translation of treifin by Chayim?
I mean, what's the kasha? Treifin is treifin. I mean, treifes that are grounded in Loch Hashem Sinai, even though he can live, but it indicates a certain diminution in the person's organism. It's not, you know, somebody who has a perforated lung is not, you know, the healthiest person in the world.
So why?
Even according to the doctors today.
In Halacha Yudbeis, when the Rambam says that the doctors must be wrong, because Efshar Shetichya, so why does he say that the doctors must be wrong? In other words, if there's a Halacha Moshe Misinai, so why do we have to say that it's just a Halacha? Even if the doctors are right, it doesn't make a difference. In Halacha Yudbeis, the Rambam's mashma that since we were Mekayim, Iskimu Alein Bevatei Dina Yisrael, Efshar Shetichya, so male, it must be that even though the doctors say...
No, because we know that the doctors are wrong. Suppose the doctors say, Nitlakloi is a very good example. All the doctors will say, if both kidneys are removed from the heme, forget about it, it cannot live. All right, you'll administer hydrolysis, but how long can it live, you know, without kidneys? Can live, at most, they'll say, the doctors, a few months, half a year, I mean, at most. So the behemoth doesn't come with treifa. Because the Mishnah says beferesh, nitlo hakloy is ksheir. So then you ask, Lois is not in the list of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, but let it be treife because of Neitel Amos. So it's a raya from that Mishneh that it's not Neitel Amos. But the doctor say that it is Neitel Amos. It is Neitel Amos. So Mimele, doctors are wrong. Because if the doctors would be right, then the Mishneh wouldn't say this is Ksheyo. You see.
It would be
but in the case of Nikva Reye, so the doctors, the Mishnah says that it's treifin. Treifin. The doctors say, but it can live. All you have to do is to give her an antibiotic penicillin injection. And then the pain will be all right.
What's the case? A whole lung?
A perforated lung, yeah. So all you have to do, the doctors will say, given an antibiotic injection, penicillin injection, and they'll be cured. So the answer is true, they'll be cured. But there is halacha mishum sinai that this makom makes our treif. But the Gemara says treif in a chayo, and the doctor say that with the penicillin injection it can live. No, there is no stira between what the doctor says and what the Gemara says. So the Netziv says, according to the Rambam, when treifa in achayo, it means not like the Rashba. The Rashba says treifa in achayo, even with samim, even with medical therapy, it still cannot live. But according to the Rambam, treifa in achayo, that's a statistical fact. So it means, If no therapy is administered, then it cannot live. But with therapy, it can live. So, nafkamini is, if we have a suffix, whether the lung is perforated or not, you know, we have a sirchem, so we have a suffix, whether it's perforated or not, so we put her in a certain room, a certain place, and we feed her and everything, and then we watch, we observe whether it survives for 12 months or not. Since we are not giving her any therapy, but why aren't we cheshish? If it survived, maybe because somehow the behemoth bumped on moldy food, because behemoth less than masler, so there is no ashgacha protis on the behemoth. So why should we conjure up such a strange occurrence that the behemoth bumped on moldy food? But odom is le masler, there is ashgacha protis, there is a malach who watches over him. Some mele, even without a doctor coming, but by himself, it's by chance, but it's not by chance, it's because of Ashkocha Pratis, it will appear as if it's by chance. So he'll bump on a certain, as the Netziv says, certain herbs, you know, he was speaking about herbs. Chinese medicine also speaks about herbs, you know. But what's the difference? Herbs or drugs? What's the difference? What are drugs? Western medicine drugs? That's also herbs. I mean, they call it by another name. And the Chinese doctors say that, on the contrary, the herbs are even better, more effective than the drugs, because the drugs are based upon a certain extract from herbs. And sometimes when you take out an extract from the herb, so that it loses its therapeutic value. I mean, it's another question. So, Odom Misli Masle, so through Ashgacha Pratis, he can be cured. How will he be cured? Not against the laws of nature. That today doesn't happen. That was in Bisman Amidbar, so that was the usual thing. So he got none from heaven. But today it doesn't happen. But Ashgacha Pratis operates within the framework of nature.
That's what they're
being attacked. Yeah, there is no kashe from Eve, because in Eve it's not mentioned that Eve had that Minashomayim, it was manipulated that Eve should get a certain therapy. It means nothing was done, he didn't get any therapy, and he still lived, so it was bedarchness.
Why here does Rashi say the second pshat of Islay Masla in the Dibra Masla of Ksiv Kiyigach? But why does he not...
What Kiyigach? Kiyigach.
Then he says pshat. First he says Islay Masla Das, and he says Kiyigach, and then he says pshat in that, and then he says Islay, going back again to Islay Masla. Why doesn't he say it in the same Dibra Masla of Islay Masla, Sheshlay Das Nishmaskofer, and then... Lishnachina Islay Masla. Lishnachina doesn't seem to explain anything other than Islay Masla.
No, that's what's strange, Lishnachina. Islay Masla. So what is Masla?
No, besides yeah. That, saying, why isn't it in the next Dibra Masla? Why isn't it together? Like here, this Lishnachina would belong perfectly right there. Before
okay, alright. You will find it many times in Russia. But at the end, he mentions another chapter.
Why
that? I don't know, you find it many times. He doesn't mean chasvi sholem, you know, mazole the stars, chasvi sholem, according to the Rambam, it's a nisa de raisa to say that it's determined by the stars. Chasvi sholem, that's superstition. Maslin means hidden. Hidden. Why is the Russian mazel used? Because we don't know them, the stars can be. We just see, you know, a little dot, but do you know the stars? It's really hidden. So anything that is hidden, we don't know it well, so it's called mazel. In Mazel Yisrael. In Mazel Yisrael, yeah. So what it means, Lav Yisrael, we'll say you see certain people that who are prosperous and they have good health and they are overtaken by all kinds of good things in life, and certain people, the Gemara mentions Rabbi and Rav Yosef, so Tavai Tzadikim Murim Habe, and one was overtaken by all the good things, by prosperity and health and no tragedies, and the other one was overtaken. So Lav Yisrael, you can't attribute it. Well, he's a bigger tzaddik, but I don't, you can't attribute. Why? But everything has a chayshu. But that doesn't mean that we know the chayshu. But mazole talmuz. But it doesn't mean mazole has nothing to do with no chayshu. There is a chayshu, but it is so awesome. We don't know. Mazel means it. Mazel is also there, it means that the person, even when it appears, even when it appears that he's not destined to have good health and all that, so he should believe, he should overpower his mazel. In other words, so kisoviso in elikim manoshim batucha. So in elikim, Unkel says, before God, Manoshim against people. We have to fight. That's but we don't understand. So mazel means we don't understand. It doesn't mean there's no reason. There is a reason, but we don't know the reason. Mazel means it.
So Matur Nisa is within nature.
That's within nature. That's what the Pharisee Sfer says. That's it. Himatriye. Shindaladu. Because. Mishavit Malchis Atef Oshom Aleilam Dan. So the Shem of Shin Dalad Yud indicates the laws of nature. In other words, there is a principle of causation. I mean,
Mishavit Malchis Atef.
Mishavit Malchis Atef means that he operates.
Doesn't break.
No. It doesn't mean here. Yeah. So in other words, Mishavit Malchis Atef. In other words, it means that he operates. Upright, we can overcome by the laws of nature have certain dangers, and they have in them a way how to overcome the dangers. So that's why it's Mishadit Machasadar. That's what Ibn Ezra says. And Omalelam Dai, in other words, there's a principle of causation, and there is law. I mean, it's not just like this, there is law. So that's how the Pharisee Yisrael explains it. I don't remember which psicha the Pharisee Yisrael, I don't remember.
How would this fit in with what it says that Matat is Yeshev Akesher Ksarim Itvilei Seim Shal Yisrael?
Oh, it's also because the Hashgacha Pratis manipulates, you know.
So Tfilah.
Fulikiris Ateva, I mean, even today, I mean, what goes on, people don't look at it, you see, but the way Yosef Glemp, the Sinai Yisrael, the way he spoke, he acted very stupidly, very stupidly, besides everything else. So it was an Indian of Vaychazik HaDishem Ezrif Par, you see. But the Chachomim, the Reform Rabbis, so now they are already killing Mishtachim, I mean, and then the Reform Rabbis are already raising money to subsidize the movement of the nuns into another convent. Already Kirin Mishtach to the Pope. The Pope is already a tzaddik. For a short time, he was not a Lamed Vov, but now he's again a Lamed Vov, the Pope. And Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum even blamed the Jewish leaders. They were too much in a rush to criticize the Catholic Church because they didn't give the the Catholic Church enough time to do it. That's Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum, the Jewish leader.
There's achdus between them, Reform and...
That's right. For a short, the reception that he's giving for Cardinal Joseph Wendt, and it had an effect. But now already again, the flirtation with the Church.
Satesha says the kashe, but Rav Pope says that Moed Lodom stomme loy have Moed Lodom. Satesha says, two thoughts. One time Satesha says, when do we say Moed Lodom loy have Moed Lodom if all the three negichas took place in Lodom? So he's not in Moed Lodom. But Noga Chodom Sheva Vachamei, in other words, three meaning, and one, and Lodom is one of them. So then is in Muid Lcholbein. Avon Nogach. Avon Nogach Sheer Vachameya Vigomo. So then Loy Avimuid Lodom. Even though Lcholbein Avimuid. Alright, this one teretz. And the second teretz is Rabbi Nachem. That Muid Lodom means if it was Muid for everything. And then he was Chizam Behemo. So, but he was not Chizam from Odom, so he's considered still a Muet, even for Behemo, even though he showed that he was Chizam from Behemo. But if he was Muet, Odom or Behemo, and then there was Chazor from Odom, so then he's Loyal Muet, Odom or Chazor, Odom or Chazor. But Rashi we saw, Rashi explains it differently altogether. Rashi explains that Muid Lodom is have a Muid Lebheimo, and Muid Lebheimo lo have a Muid Lodom, it means Ligabe the Chiyuv Keif, because it's separate parshas. The parsha that says that the Shira Muid is Chayv Nezek Sholem, and the parsha that says that is Shira Muet, the Baal in Peace Kefer, both depend upon Muet, but in regard to Nedek Sholem, so the fact that he becomes habitual for the Shira is one element, but that is not all. In other words, even when he becomes natural for the Shira to go, that it does not necessarily mean that the owner has to pay Nezek Sholem, because there are many situations where it's already a natural act, machnas habit, because helgol nasa teva, but the owner doesn't have to pay Nezek Sholem. So many such situations, for example, we saw in the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel on the base. Eizel tam vizel mued. Mued kol shiru b'shlish yom. Vi tam v'shiyalza b'shlish yom. In Dir Rav Yude. Rav Meir ina mei shiru b'shlish yom. Ibn not in 3 days. 3 negiches. Vi tam kol shiru negiches misham shim negich. My time with Rav Yude am Rabbi. Tmei ulchad mitmei ultrei. Shul shim trote. Lo yishmerenu bolov asu negichan revis. Rov omar. Tmeil mit meil chad shil shim trei shvareno yid nechay. So, Teisi says, Pir vikunta b'fir shosheno, dili rovi v'pam gimul chayv nezek sholem. So, according to rovi, so pam rishaino is chayv nezek sholem. Pam gimul, I mean, the third time. He is chayv nezek sholem in the third time. So, when the Rushi heard the Rama come on those who must study the Chadiyim, the man who made the Tira, he had been shown by the Shalom, after the Shalom, the Tchilo, the Ein Nira, the Hood Bolaksi. Anyway, so Teisa suggests Rashi Pshat. The Rasha, Ratz Mechozabei, Mishum Dibiriz, in other words, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, there's a big Chiddush, that according to Rove he's chayv in Yerushalayim for the third time. It's very strange. After all, he has, in order to habituate itself for negicha, he has to make three negichas. So the third time, he only had made two negichas. So it's not teva. So how he, why is it chayv? Why is it chayv? So, this is kasha, alright, but this is Rashi Shita. Then Rashi asks me chosabe. Mishum derish cheskesabatim, koma stomedi gemore, ima shiramveye, dat nigiche, dalet le mechayev. Upirish mashmoish derish nekunai. So Rashi in second pshat says that there is no machloikes between Rav and Abaye. It's only the way we deduce the psukim, but there is no machloikes. והרב רפז עשריל פירש דיקה בנייד להבאי דור שליש מהן לינקיך דלת לא נשאל נרקשולם עד ים דלת להישמרנו הווי ים דלת דום ילית לנשול שם אבל רוב לקסית נקיך דלת אפילו כנוק דלת בגימו לישחי so in other words according to Rav Rebbe Israel according to Abaye I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude so even if the Sheya go three times on 3 days, Bishleime, if he go three times on 1 day, so then you can say, according to Rabbi Yude, it's not Nasateva, because if all the three Negichas are made on a day, so it's a moot, it's a special moot. But on 3 days, so he's already habituated itself, and it's Hagel Nasateva. So still, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Nazir, Pshat, if the fourth negicha takes place on the third day, let's say in the afternoon, he's still not chayav lishlom. But only it takes place on the third day in the afternoon, he's still not chayav. Only if it takes place the next day. As far as naturalness of going is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Once it established the habit, so it's a natural act. So still he's not chayav lishlom. So we see that in regard to the din nezek shalom by muet, so becoming a natural act is one of the prerequisites in becoming muet. But there is a whole process of adoyah. Masha'in ki ligabe chiv keifer, all there is it has to be a natural act. V'horaye, because by keifer, there is no aloha dafke by kere. By tashlumim, true. Regel is chayef, shen is chayef, and keren is chayef. But regel is chayef on the score of regel, shen is chayef on the score of shen. And keren has to be chayef on the score of keren. Masha'in ki ligabe keifer, so sheer tam, if he kills a human being, so there is no keifer. But if the sheer kills the regel with the shen, there is a chayef keifer. So it's not the aloche mishuyemes by keren. As far as Kiva is concerned, there is no such shem as Keren. A chiv of Sheya. No, three of us. Some mele, but Tam not. Why? Because Tam is Mishune. So all that is necessary, Ligabi, a chiv Kefa, it should not be Mishune. It should not be Mishune. Masheinke, Ligabi, Tashlumi. That's one of the prerequisites in Adoy. There are many prerequisites in order to be commissioned with, but it's a whole process. So mele, the Rashi Shita is two Rav Papa says muad le'odam la'avid muad le'imo. Not that if he's accustomed itself to gore a human being three times, it does not mean it's natural for the Shia to gore a Shia a behemoth to. Then it is a natural. But, so it's a natural. How about the fourth time on the third day, according to Abaye, it's a natural act, but still in Muad it isn't. So, here too, in order to become a Muad, there must be a Nigiche of three beings. But if there is a Nigiche, then he's a Muad Ligal Bein. But if it's a Nigiche of three Odom, it's three people, so then he's not a Muad Galvein, but in natural act it is. So, but here the Gemara is reference to the Chiyuv Kefer, so that's why the Gemara says, Muad Liodom That means if the sheir already killed three behemoths and then he killed the human being, so the owner doesn't have to pay kefir. But it means, because what the Gemara means, kefir is not shayach, he doesn't have enough nafkamina of kefir. There is no chiyuv kefir for killing a behemoth. But what it means is, muedli odom, if he killed three human beings, then it's a natural act to kill a behemoth. But it's not nafkamina. No nafkamina, because as far as Nezek Sholem is concerned, the fact that it's a natural act is not enough. There has to be a process of adoy. And as far as kefir, it's not shayach, I mean, there couldn't be a chiyuv kefir for killing a behemoth anyway. But what the Gemara means, umuid lo avid behemo, that havamid behemo, it's a natural act, it's not mishune. But there's no nafkamina, yes mishune, not mishune. But the fact is that it's a natural act. Now, as far as Rashi's first shot is concerned, that according to Rove, so be Pam Gimli Chayev, so the Kashi is, how can be Chayev? Pam Gimli, he hasn't disgusted himself, so it's still not a natural act. Is there any more Yivomes? No? Yeah, okay, think the case between Rebbe and Roshim Gamliel and Kohatari Kul, whether two times is a chazoki or three times is a chazoki. It's an afkimina, ligabi many yon, let's say ligabi mil, let's say if in a certain family two children died machmas mil. So according to Rebbe, the two times is a chazoki, so the third child, you know, will not mark. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Gamliel, only three children died in a certain family. But if two children died in a certain family, so then you cannot say he doesn't have to be mal the third child, because two times is not a chazok. And with my life community is the Gabi Katlanus, there's aloche. If a woman had several husbands who died, so then not allowed to marry her because she's Katlanus. So according to Rabbi, that two times a chazoke, so if she had two husbands who died, so then she's not allowed, to marry her. According to Rabbi Gamliel, three. So it's negeli kam lekamala. But how do we pass? So we pass the gabi nifoshes, we pass the kule. But the gabi surim. In other words, there is no psak b'tirasvad. So ligabi mile, so sofik nefashes lohok. So of course, if two children in a family died machmas mile, then we're not allowed to mal the child, unless we know that the condition is cured and so. So the Gemara says in Yivomes, after Madalit on the days, sixth line from the end of the Omid, of some other 10 days. Omer Rav Yisef, Brei de Rove le Rove, Boi Menim Rav Yisef, Halochi Ki Rebbe, the two times the Chazoke. Vomali, Halochi Ki Mosham Giel, Vomali, Achuchach, so he left, what is it? Achuchach, Omali, Achuchach Rabbi, you are laughing at me, you are making fun at me. First you say Halochi Ki Rebbe, two times the Chazoke. And then he say, Halacha from Gamliel, three times Chazaka. How can it be? Dorovi Pur. Omalei, Omalei, Loi, Stomi, Upostloch, Nisuinu Malkies, Kereb, Malkies, that has to do it with Kife, I mean, it's another Loch. Nisui, is Kereb, and Nisui means the Gabikatlonis. Vestes, Vishera, Muet, Kereb Shin Gamlia. So, in other words, because Ligabe, Nisuin, and Malkias, in other words, if he was there, there's Aloch of Kings, it's Likife, if he was there, and Nisakores three times, let's say, at Chilef, and then he got Malkias, and then there is, and then after he got Malkias three times, he again was there on the Isak. And these are chorus. So then is a huzek to be an avarian in the Nisa chorus through the Malkias. So there we so he passed like Rebbe, he says, all right, vested the Sheramuet Krapshim Gamliel. What it means, vested the Sheramuet Krapshim Gamliel? The Gabi Veset, if a Nisha established. To see down in a certain period, let's say every 25th day, every 26th day. So only if she established a period three times, but suppose she established a period two times, so it's not considered a Veset Kavua, only a Veset Sheni Kavua. And she amulet also Kavshim Gamli. Now, So Bishleim Eligabe Vestes, we understand. Why Kavshim Gamliel? Because Vestes is the Rabbon. Vestes is the Rabbon. Some mele we pass like Kavshim Gamliel. Because, but Shiramued, why is Shiramued Kavshim Gamliel? So is it also because it is Sveike and Amitzim Chaver Olvaray? So there is a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishenim say that Enochaname, according to Rab Shimon, but there's a few Rishenim, that according to Rebbe, he should be a Mued even after two times. But according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, only three times. But that's very difficult. That's very difficult because the whole Sugya here in Gemara Murakame is Mashma. So everybody is made that in the third Negiche he's not chayv in Ezekshon. Everybody is made. And only Rashi, according to the first Pshat, so Alibe de Rove, so Rove Alibe de Rabbi Yude, so is chayv in the third Negiche. But most Rishenim say no. Insofar, you see, most Rishenim say, insofar Vestes are concerned, so it really has to do with the Machlekes Rebbe and Rishim Gamliel. But since Vestes is Drabonon, so Mimele we are Paskin Likur, Sveike Drabonon Likur, and we rely on the Shite of Rishim Gamliel that when is a Chazok established, only three Rias. There are some Rishenim who say, but as far as Shiramuel is concerned, there is one very difficult Shite, that says that it's also Tolu in the Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Enoch Name according to Rebbe, so he should be Mechuyev in Ezek. He should be mechuyev and Ezek Sholim by the third Nikiche. But since it's a question of Momin, so Sofik Momin is the Hoku, and the concept of Shambliel, it couldn't establish a Chazoke in less than three times, so Mimele. But that's Ishitas Yacht. Most Rishenim say that as far as Shiramuel is concerned, so even Rebbe will be made. Even Rebbe will be made that he doesn't pay in Ezek Sholem
by the third Nigich. He doesn't pay. Why? Most Rishonim say that. Why? Because, very simple. Because we see that in order to be chayav in Nezek Sholem, so the fact that it's a natural act is only one element in the process of Adoy. But there are other halachas of Adoy. For example, according to Rabbi Nezriel, so according to Rashi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude, so he's not chayav for the fourth Nigiche if the fourth Nigiche takes place on the third day. She was Nigiach Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday afternoon, in Nigiach fourth time, is not chayav. Only Wednesday morning. What difference does it make as far as the naturalist? So there's not a halacha, there is a process of Adoy. He doesn't become a muet. Becoming a natural act, becoming habituated to going, is one of the prerequisites in becoming a muet. But it's not the only thing. Some Mele, that's why we pass like a Shimon Gamliel, according to Moshe Rashenim, Ligabi Shiramuet, the Pastor Shiramuet, not as according to Rebbe, so he should be chayav as a Nezek Sholem on the third Nigiche. Because, true, even according to Rebbe, that Chazoki is two times, but so it's a natural act, but there is the halachas of Muet, we learn out from the Pesachim, Mitmeil Shilshem. So it has nothing to do. Mashein Kei, according to this Rashi here, Novakami, that as far as the Chi of Kefa is concerned, then there is no aloha of process of Adoy. It has to be a natural act. And because there is no special Chi of Karen, special Chi of Reidach, there's a Chi of Sheir. So everything is Sheir. But time is not natural. Some mele, legabi keifer, according to Rebbe, he'll be mechuyef keifer in the third nigir. Because there it's only a question whether it's natural or not natural. And only legabi nezik sholem saf, even according to Rebbe, he will not be chayv nezik sholem for third nigir. Because legabi nezik sholem, there is a process of adoy. That's a portion. There's that way. Now, but the Gabi Vestes, so we say also, Kirab Shim Gamli. Here we really have a machlokes Hashem. Hashem are divided. As far as what the Gemara says, the Gabi Shiram, with Kirab Shim Gamli, so except for a few Rishenim, all Rishenim say it has nothing to do with the machlokes Rabbi Kirab Shim Gamli. Because it's another Allah, because they are. Chazoki itself is not enough. Chazoki can only mean that it's a natural act, but there is a process of adult. But as far as Vestes Kirab Shim Gamliel is concerned, there is a machlokes Hashem. The Shinim are divided. Many of the Shinim explain it on the basis because Vestes is the Rabbana. Some Meile is the Kula. But in Chaname, according to Rebbe himself would pass that two years establishes the rest. But we don't pass like Rabbi, we even pass like a Shim Gamliel in the Artemis. And the Arishain would say, no, even Rabbi himself would say that when did it become a Veset Kavua? Only after 3 years, not after 2 years. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is very simple. You see, chazoke, let's say ligabe mire. So the Gemara says it's tolu. Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, if in a family two children died machmas mire, so then it's a sakonos nefoshes. You're not allowed to be mal a third child in that family. Not only in the immediate family of the same parents. Even let's say in the
and the cousins and so on, not a lot. And they called it Rav Shimon Gamliel, if two children died in a certain family, machmas mile, we are still mechuyev to be mal. But if three children died in a certain family, then Rav. So there it's not a question of habit. Habit, halvon asateva. In other words, when a child dies from mil machmas mile, what is it? It means hemophilia, you know. Hemophilia, you know, that means that the child has hemophilia. So hemophilia has to do with heredity. So in other words, if you see three children in a certain family die machmas mile, it means it's a raya that hemophilia is motzer in that family. Is motzer in that family. It's not a question of habit. How can habit be shayach? Habit is shayach in the same person, but how can habit have an effect of another person? I mean, just because one child, a cousin, two cousins, or three cousins, or five cousins died, so it establishes a habit in the fifth cousin, it's not shayach. So it's a question of rai, or katlanis. So katlanis is not, katlanis you could explain it, but you could, but it's not that way. In other words, you could explain katlanis on the basis of Abba. She accustomed herself to kill husbands, So, but it's not that way. It's not. In other words, it doesn't mean when you say katlanis, it doesn't mean chas v'sholem. She's a terrible woman. Chas v'sholem. She might be the biggest sitkonis. Chas v'sholem. She might be the biggest sitkonis, but somehow, there is something. It doesn't match. It doesn't match. I think, certainly according to the Rambam, it's psychosomatic. Because there's machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh it is, suppose someone married the Katlanis. Let's say she had three husbands who died. There are many kulas by Katlanis, in other words. In other words, if we know that three husbands died because they were killed in the Holocaust. If we know that because there was an epidemic, I mean, it's not shayach to say katlanis. In other words, or if we know, I mean, whatever the reason is, because of cancer, it's also that tshuva, it's not shayach katlanis. When we apply the law of katlanis, we don't know why they died. Just like that, then we apply the law of katlanis. But if we know that a woman was married to one man and he died from cancer. She was married from second man, he died from cancer. She was married a third man, died from cancer. So then a fourth man who took a meal, who took all the tests, he doesn't have cancer, why shouldn't he be allowed to marry that woman? I mean, that's true. I mean, it's common sense. So when they apply the law of Katlani, it's if we don't know why they died. So the Rosh Hiti is that Nisus states is Hakonis Sefoshis. Chmiras Hakantem Yisro. The Rambam Hiti is not allowed to marry, but if he married her, he doesn't have to divorce. He doesn't have to divorce. So there's the Chuvis Rambam, they asked him, why did he say Chmiras Hakantem Yisro? So the Rambam's Chuvis is, it's not a real sakone, it's only sakone biderach hanichush. What does it mean biderach hanichush? What does it mean biderach hanichush? The hanichush means, I think, the hanichush means if it is psychosomatic. You know, there is a chicken with psychosomatic. Psychosomatic. So in other words, if it's psychosomatic, then it depends upon the subjective attitude of the person. If a person is afraid, then there is a psychomatic effect. If he's not afraid, he doesn't have psychosomatic effect. So Mele sins, that's what the Rambam means, biderach hanichush. As a matter of fact, you know, doctors talk today, it's a new Indian. I mean, there is no real explanation for it. There is such a thing as a placebo effect. Placebo effect. What is a placebo effect? Now neurologists have been giving all kinds of theories. It has to do with the thalamus, the stimulus, and the thalamus. So, Tasiba means that if you give, let's say, a vitamin to a certain sick person who needs a penicillin tablet, and you tell the person, you lie to him, you tell him, this is penicillin, and he believes you 100%, so he can be cured as if it had been true. How is it, I mean? So it's a puzzle, but there is such a thing as a placebo effect. I think that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says b'derech hanichush, it means by way of placebo. I'll tell you why. You have a Gemara Yume with the Perush HaMishneh. Because Rosh Hashanah Yume Sukkah, I mean, this Gemara should be on every table before Rosh Hashanah. With Perush HaMishneh, because some Gemaras don't have the Perush HaMishneh. No, one second. Maybe it's here. This is Chum, and this is the dog.
This is a
Madam. The fact that Yevomes is doesn't matter, but what I do disapprove is that the Orthodox people, Yami, and even Artskol, I think, so they have in the Tanakh, so they have Melochim together with the Rayon. This is a terrible thing, because this is a Christian concept, you know. That's against Chazal, against the Masoret. Melochim is Nevi'im, and the Rayon is Nevi'im, is Ksuvim. So how do you have it? So why do you have it? I mean, no one says a thing. All the Kanoim who exercise Kanoim against everything in the world, I mean, and against this, they don't say a thing. This doesn't matter. You can have it that way. Hard to buy a Tanakh where the Seder is according to Masir. It's hard to buy. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Now it's a little better. But 10 years ago it was mamish, very difficult.
Why did they do that? Why did they put it together?
Because they don't know the Gemara and Baruch Basra. That's the reason. Yaakov Kametsky really spoke out against that. Bumes means the person is overtaken all of a sudden by a certain fit that he must take something, and Nishtanoponov, he becomes pale and he's on the verge of fainting, but he has to have drink something, or such a temptation, I mean, that it affects the marrow of his face. So then, Misha also boomers, Machin is a full of until his face becomes clear in fresh. Because the concept of fresh. Misha noshri kalef sheite. A medok. A machin lise in the chosa kovichal. As a matter of fact, Pasteur's discovery has to do with that, but it's not mamish the same. In other words, the teeth rabies, you know, so you get an injection. So what is the injection? That's the blood of the caliph shaitan, you see. The caliph shaitan. So here it says, here there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon, Reb Masi ben, and Reb Masi ben Chorosh. Misha of the Bun, Machin Zafel Vontain Ashirin, Misha Noshri Caliph Shaitan, so to give him to eat from the liver of the caliph shaitan, so he can do it because the laws for a massive and chorish matter. Why is pigach nefesh? Now that's not like an injection of the blood, because but it is similar to it.
Even according to Nassim Harsh, it doesn't help. It's just that it's he thinks
no.
It helps, no, actually.
It helps. The possibility to help. Otherwise, how can we matter Isa because he thinks? That's what I'm coming to, placebo. If he doesn't help, so just because he thinks, and he'll die the same minute, not a minute later. So how can we? So because Kosova Rashi says, "Oh, the FLP sheneagim orifim before zu in a refoig mure lehatalei isa behemetnei al kach." Rashi says, "Chamasim mechoreshimata Kosova refoig mure." So you could say it's much more flugitzi. Question mitzias machlekes mitzias. Strange. How could there be a machlekes mitzias? How could there be a machlekes mitzias? Now, today, it has to be, you have to give an injection. I mean, not just to give him liver, that will not help. But there is a certain similarity. I asked a number of doctors, and I didn't get one.